Brennan, Outrageous Republicans Are Not Quelling Trump's Fascist Tendencies. By Pam Key on November 6, 2020. Former CIA Director John Brennan said Friday on MSNBC's Deadline that it was outrageous Republicans were not telling President Donald Trump to stop claiming wide-scale fraud. Brennan said, "I am just very concerned that Donald Trump right now is thinking and talking with his advisors and his inner circle of people to see what he can do to try to derail what I think is the inevitable inauguration of Joe Biden. And so it is up to people like William Barr now, the attorney general who has demonstrated he's willing to be Donald Trump's personal lawyer, to stand up and to refuse any type of direction that he may get. Presidents have some emergency authorities that they could try to exercise. And I'm hoping that he is not going to resort to this or the things that could create havoc in the streets. But more concerning is he going to fuel the anger, the animus of his base and encourage them to take matters in their own hands. That is something that I'm hoping and praying is not going to happen. But Donald Trump seems to only be concerned about himself and not about the country. He has no respect for the law, no respect for the office of the presidency. He only wants to do what is going to benefit Donald Trump." He continued, "I think there are too few people in the Republican Party these days who have that spine and intestinal fortitude and the love of country they need in order to push back against somebody who clearly has these fascist tendencies and is clearly trampling the tenets of our democracy. The people in the White House, Mark Meadows and others who need to stop what Mr. Trump is doing. Of course, he could call for recounts. That is a legitimate request. But to continue to claim fraud and wide-scale fraud about these dedicated election officials, this is something that goes way, way beyond the pale." He added, "The fact that Republican senators in Congress are not speaking out loudly and continuously against Donald Trump is outrageous." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.